Log Talk Radio.
Of a new year, a new day, a new way of life, better world, the black card. On our newsmaker line, we have a special guest this morning, Dr. Bruford. Before we bring him up, we want to talk about this upcoming event, January 28th, the ultimate networking event live at Charlie's, 7307 Georgia Avenue. Be there. It's going to be a big one. We're going to have different vendors. We're going to have opportunity to meet businesses from the DMV. Don't miss this opportunity to have connections with like people, like-minded people, and making a better world, a better life. Also, I'll be broadcasting live from the health fair at the Washington Convention Center on Saturday, the NBC Health Fair. I've been going there for the last 15 years, but this year we'll be broadcasting live from 1 to 1:30. Stop by, see me, or call in on the radio show on Saturday from the NBC Health Fair. Dr. Bruford, you're on the air.
Good morning, DMV, Russell, and the world. How are you doing this morning? Happy New Year, and let's kick it off on the right foot.
Excellent. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on our Newsmaker line. Dr. Bruford, you are what they call an exceptional person in the DMV. You are very, very health conscious, but also you're community conscious, and you give so much. And I want to thank you for everything you do. But start off by giving us a point of what you want to talk about this morning.
Russell, was just right down the vein that you were just talking about. The networking of like-minded people, upwardly mobile, upwardly thinking people, that's a very important thing. Russell, as you know, we've talked about this before. I talk about this all the time, that we have to kind of take control of our own destiny, write our own history, so that we can get the results that we want to get. It starts on a community grassroots level by people like you getting together with other people of like mind, kind of to make a better world for ourselves, our children, and our community, Russell.
Excellent. Well, that's what we need to do. We need to take heed to 2016. We need to come together on a one accord to help not only our children, but to help our businesses. Our businesses are really, really suffering. It suffered a lot in 2015. Businesses like the Hollander, who had to close right there on U Street, black-owned business in the heart of U Street, right next door to Dennis Chili Bowl, not too far. Closed.
Right.
What's up with that? What do we do? Whoa. Why can't we stop something like that from happening?
Well. Now I met Addie when she first opened that restaurant. When was that? That she opened up in the late '90s, early 2000s, and
She was my first advertiser. The late '90s.
Yeah.
She was there. She bought the building and everything. She did the right thing.
Yeah. And it was an important thing, especially for historically Afro American U Street. I remember when I moved down there in the 90s, there was only three black businesses down there. The flower shop down the street, Ben's Chili Bowl, me, then it was Addie, and there was just a few more over the next decade. But the entrepreneurial spirit needs to be here in D.C., and the DMV needs to be nurtured all over. There's other cities around the country, like particularly Chicago and Detroit and other cities where they have a huge black entrepreneurial spirit. But I guess a lot of our entrepreneurial spirit here in D.C. is kind of overshadowed by politics and the government, et cetera, but we still need to have our own homegrown businesses and industries that kind of cater to ourselves and our own community and develop our own community, Russell. That's one of the things. We have to tend to our own business. We cannot let other people tend to our business for us, because we have our own interests at heart, and we serve our own people the way that we need to serve our own people, Russell.
That is a great point. And we have to really take heed to something like this. When you see something like a business like that who is no longer there and U Street is coming up just flourishing with all this new business, you have
right.
to remember where we came from, what was there before the businesses that are there now. And that's a void now. We have to stop the void. We're going to take
right.
a break. When we come back, I want you to touch upon this health issues and where we're standing as far as our health is concerned, and how we can start out this new year of having a better health. I just saw on the Facebook where the founder of the Whispers died. I mean,
yeah.
he was not that old either. He just died. And then we had people, Natalie Cole died.
Yeah.
We have to really get this thing about our health together. We'll be right back with the one and only
yeah.
Dr. Bruford. Ain't no stopping us now. This is the Russell Price Morning Show, networking on the radio. It's all about you. And on our newsmaker line, Dr. Bruford. Dr. Bruford is a Be There Magazine Award winner. He received the Philanthropist of the Year 2015, and we're honored to have him. What
yeah.
is going on with health in the black community?
Well, Russell, here we go. Now, if you look around, there's some important fundamental things that are happening. If you look around, like, okay, Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump, some older white guys, right? These guys are in their 70s, et cetera. If you look around in our community, there are no old black men, okay, for many reasons, health being one of them. Okay, we do not do healthy things to ourselves during our younger lives. We don't eat right, smoke cigarettes, drink too much, and let our blood pressure and blood sugars get out of control. We don't take care of ourselves, and older black men are a rarity. There are, an old black man is a dead black man or a very sick black man. We have to take care of ourselves all along, and don't do the things that we know are detrimental to our health. Got to watch what we eat, watch what we put in our bodies. Smoking menthol cigarettes and doing bad things to ourselves. So if you're not healthy, that's another way to die early or to be ineffective once you get older. How old is Bernie? Like 125 years old? Do you ever see an old black man with that much energy running around talking that much trash, that much focused trash? You don't see any black people like that. That's because we don't take care of ourselves, and we live in to die. Y'all living to have a good time, but not living for longevity or quality of life, Russell.
You like Bernie? He was on the Morning Joe this morning with his wife.
Yeah.
35 years, and
yeah,
his wife is looking all energetic. But like, you take
yeah
Donald Trump, man, he's 69 years old.
There you
he's
go.
Had
that's
three
70
sets of families.
That's
huh?
70
huh?
years old. You know any 70-year-old black man out there checking it like
old
that?
He's on 70 door, but he's running around like he's not 70.
You see any black man running around like that? That's because black folks are living to be unhealthy. Okay, not that I agree with their politics or whatever. I'm not agreeing with their politics. I'm just agreeing with their health and their vivaciousness, their vitality. We don't have any old black men running around like that. If they are around, they're in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They don't have the tenacity or the energy to run for president at 70 years old. You're running for president at 70
this?
Years old.
Our fathers and grandfathers are unhealthy. That's because back when they were 20, 25, 30, 35, they were eating and drinking and smoking like there's no tomorrow. And to them, that today there is no tomorrow for them because they shot them. They shot them on their own self in the foot by not trying to be healthy. They're trying to have a good time and do whatever they think is right or good, but they're doing some unhealthy things. I've said it again. Eating, drinking, and smoking, all right? Putting themselves in the grave or either in a wheelchair or on a walking stick. All that stuff equals some form of sickness or death, Russell.
Mm-hmm. You said something so profound. An old man is a dead man. And that's it's a shame that we have to have most of our, and that's why if you see an older gentleman in his 80s and he's in a church with a white glove, I mean, he took care of himself. If he's standing upright, ushering people in that church and looking good, he is really, really somebody who took care of himself. And that's what I'm looking for. I want to be 80 years old standing
right
upright.
Right,
you know,
that's what I mean. Now, Russell, don't get it wrong. Now, an old man is not a dead man. An old, unhealthy man is a dead man. But an old, healthy man, he's still a vital force of the community and of the society. And we need more of those healthy people. Therefore, we have to be. You have to earn your health throughout your life. If you squander your health in your young and middle age, then you will be an impotent old, in quotes, dead man down the road. That's what I'm talking about. I know that's what you know what we were talking about.
I like
about.
That.
Yeah.
An old unhealthy man is a dead man. That's a good
pretty
statement.
Much.
That's a tweetable statement. I'm
pretty
tweet
much.
That,
we,
that's something that's...
Right. He's pretty much a burden on society, but it goes back to health. If we are trying to be healthy and live right and do the right things throughout our lives, then we are vital in, and not a burden on society in your 50s, 60s, and 70s. You talk about what? Natalie Cole is 65. She had the best of everything, but she didn't take very good care of herself there in her middle part of her life, and it resulted in some detrimental things. And there, we just don't have that the older people to be guidance for us because they're unhealthy and they're just unhealthy, Russell.
Well, we're going to change that thinking in 2016. We're going to educate people more. People like you coming on the show, we're talking about it. It has to be talked about. This health fair on
absolutely,
the 9th
absolutely.
Of January down in the convention center is empowering people with information about health and to live longer. It's going to be packed with thousands of people. I'm going
right.
to be broadcasting
you it.
Live from there.
You covered it last year, and I've covered it myself and volunteered there many years. And yes, screening and maintenance of health is very important, and it links up to your diet, to your lifestyle, Russell.
I agree. It's a needed situation right now because people want to live longer, but you want to live in a state of health and not a state of unhealth.
It's called quality of life. Okay, if you're 65, 70 years old, you're in a wheelchair and you're going to dialysis and you got a foot cut off because you got diabetes, you might be alive, but that's not living. That's not quality of life.
That's dialysis. I have a friend of mine who's on dialysis, and she has to go 3 times a week.
That's not fun.
That's not fun. So, like I say, that's not a fun. That's not a quality way of life. You got to see that coming before it come, and make sure that it doesn't happen to you. Because once it happens to you, you're still alive, but you have some people that live on dialysis for 10, 15, 20 years. It's hard.
That's not good quality of life. And a lot of times, from being in the profession, some of the things that black folks as a community do, and then the result of that can be prevented. Okay, the major cause of kidney failure is high blood pressure. High blood pressure, the major cause of that, too long. Okay, another thing, diabetes. Okay, if you're eating and storing too much fat for a long period of time, your pancreas fails and you get diabetes. Those two things are not fun. They impinge upon your quality of life. And in a lot of cases, Russell, those things are completely preventable. If you don't do that stuff for 20, 30, 40 years, then you won't be in that position, Russell.
Excellent information, man. Because
yeah.
So many people don't have the information. There's people running around with ailments, high blood pressure. That's why the screening is so important. They don't even know they got it. They're running around with it and don't know they have it. So it's a situation where you can find out what you got. You'll know what you got between 50 and 60. Can you manage what you have between 60 and 70?
Right. By the time you get down to that later part of the last 30 or life, if you haven't done the right thing, then your body is going to make you try to do the right thing, and that's going to completely mess up the quality of your life. So you need to live that middle third of your life, that first third of your life, in a healthy way so that you can have good quality of life in the last third of your life, Russell.
Well, you want to be like the older white people you see, like the Donald Trumps and the Bernie Sanders. You want to be able to get up at 4 in the morning at 70 years old, 75 years old, and run around and do the things that you need to do. Because you got to have some kind of health.
You got to have your health.
If you don't have the health, you can't do it. You can't even campaign without health. Could you imagine
You know how hard those folks work every day on this campaign? Okay, I don't know too many middle-aged black men who can do that.
Yeah, it's a lot to get up in the morning at 4 in the morning, catch a plane, fly somewhere else, get off the plane, talk to somebody, then go do that. You know, I mean, it's a lot. You know, it's a lot to be running for president, man. It takes a lot out of you. And then you have to have a good woman beside you.
Well, both of those things, but you have to earn those things. You have to put those things in your life, and you have to. These people have been living like this, okay, for most of their life. You know, most of us, we should be trying to be healthy and be good husbands and shepherds of our community our entire life, not run down the road eating and drinking and smoking, and then what? Then all of a sudden you get sick, and then you can't get well.
I like that last statement. You can't get well. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we're going to have some closing statements from the one and only Dr. Buford. This is the Russell Price Morning Show.
Right on.
It's all about you. The number here is 347-637-1577. We'll be right back with our closing statements. Thank you. stopping us now. We're on the move. Save the date, January 28th, the ultimate networking event live at Charlie's from 6
right
to 10.
On.
We'll be there. Dr. Bruce is going to make a stop by. I'm quite sure if he's in town or he's here, he will be by. But also stop by the health fair on January 9th.
Absolutely.
We're broadcasting live from the health fair, NBC Health Fair at the Washington Convention Center, the Walter Washington Convention Center. That people don't realize that convention center was named after Walter Washington,
first right
mayor.
On.
And they sort of drop that name all the time when they talk about the convention center, but it's really named the Walter Washington Convention Center. He was a great man. But give us your closing statements, Dr. Bruford.
They always want to talk about when I fly back into town, I fly back into Reagan National, okay? Why can't they call it Walter Washington Convention Center?
That's right, because they changed the name
to it,
but nobody wants to. They keep dropping his name. They don't call it the Walter Washington Convention Center.
Absolutely. We've got a couple things I want to close with. The first thing being that, Russell, this year is an election year, okay? And I want to remind all of the people, we participate pretty much here in D.C., but not to the extent we need to because it's a political city. But around the country, people need to participate in the electoral process. We were talking about the police, about being police, okay? Usually in most jurisdictions, Russell, the police chief is appointed by the elected official. So therefore, if you want a good police force, you need to get the person, the right person in there to appoint the right police. We have to have the correct police vetting and training and psychology of the police force, but we need to put in place the person who puts in place the police captain, okay, so that we can control our own policing by our electoral process, by electing the right people. It's important that when you see the statistics, the number of people that actually turn out to vote, both white and black, is abysmal. This is a representative form of government here in the United States, and that means that we all need to get out there and vote so that we're represented the way that we need to be represented. So therefore, everybody needs to participate in that electoral process. Get out there and vote for the people who you want to control you. That way you can have the thing, have be controlled the way that you want to be controlled, Russell.
Now, that is something that needs to be said over and over again. Vote for the people you want to control you.
Now, there you go.
This voting is important, more important than ever in 2016. The political arena is filled with people who would have been in there 20 years ago. Who would have thought somebody like a Donald Trump would be even considered to be president of the United States? What credentials do he have to be president of the United States? It's crazy that people who are, and then the GOP and then the Democratic Party, all we have is Hillary right now. We don't have anything to counteract Hillary.
Russell, see, that's a national political thing. We're concerned a lot about that here in D.C. But out there in the grassroots, out in St. Louis, out in Arkansas, out in Missouri, out in those municipalities, those states, you vote for the mayor who appoints the sheriff, okay? And those people are directly and those people are directly in contact with you. That's what the grassroots movement means, is to control, is to have the people in office that are controlling you, okay? In the national sense, that's one thing, but on the local sense, that's another thing. And Russell, in closing, now I shift gears, and because I wanted to talk about a few things here at the beginning of the year, and everybody wants to talk about Black Lives Matter. My thing is that if we value and validate ourselves, okay, that automatically gives value to your black life, okay? We running around here, you hear all of these records talking bad things, misogynistic things about male and female disrespecting one another about us doing whatever we do on a lot of the entertainment that we see. We want to gangsterize and kill each other. If that's what people are looking at, then it makes it appear that we don't respect each other. If we don't respect each other or value each other, then black lives don't matter. If we do respect and value ourselves, then black lives automatically take on its own value. That's what Black Lives Matter means. We have value ourselves, Russell.
Excellent point. And we're going to close on that note. We have to value ourselves. Dr. Bruford, it's been a pleasure and an honor to have you on our airways this morning. Looking forward to seeing you on 28th if you can make it. It's going to be a big one.
It's going to be
the Russell Price Morning Show. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Oh.